末世的属灵征战。
And the theme of our spiritual convocation this time is the spiritual warfare of the end time.
自从主耶稣在世传福音的时候，
And ever since Jesus was on the earth preaching the gospel,
就已经进入末世了。
We have already entered into the end times.
保罗也说，我们现今离主再来的日子比初信的时候更近了。
And Paul also said that we are very close to when to Jesus' second coming.
啊，在这个末世有很多的预兆。
And there are many prophecies in the end times.
啊，主耶稣也提醒我们。
And Jesus has reminded us.
啊，因为有多处的战争。
That there will be warfare everywhere.
也有瘟疫，还有一些地震。
And there will be pestilence and earthquakes.
啊，可以说是天灾人祸不断。
So you can say that there will be a lot of natural disasters and human disasters.
啊，我们处在这个世界。
And we living in this world.
啊，除了一样要面对世上的征战以外。
Not only do we need to face the worldly warfares,
我们还要面临一个属灵的征战。
We also will face a spiritual warfare.
啊，既然是属灵的征战。
And since it is a spiritual warfare,
啊，常常都是在我们的心灵，在我们在灵界发生的。
It often happens within our hearts and spirit.
啊，常常是啊，人比较能够啊，比较不容易感受到的。
And often we are not able to realize it.
啊，如果我们没有一个觉醒。
And if we are not aware and awake.
啊，认知它的存在。
To recognize its existence.
啊，很容易我们就掉入魔鬼的迷惑当中。
Then it's easy for us to fall into the traps of the devil.
啊，因为魔鬼知道自己的日子不多了。
Because the devil knows that he doesn't have many days left.
啊，就气愤愤的来到人间。
So he will come to the world.
啊，来迷惑更多的人。
And try to deceive more people.
而我们真耶稣教会的信徒。
And for members of the true Jesus Church.
啊，常常更是魔鬼啊优先要迷惑的对象。
We are often the first target of the devil.
啊，因为我们掌握得救的条件。
Because we have the conditions to salvation.
啊，魔鬼是不放过我们。
And the devil will not let us go.
啊，所以我们要有面对征战的一个意志。
So we must have the will to face warfare.
啊，因为要进天国的人。
Because for those that want to enter heaven,
必须经历许多的艰难。
Will for sure go through many difficulties.
所以我们基督徒的人生就是征战的人生。
And our lives as a Christian is the life of warfare.
我们先来看一段经节。
Let us first turn to a verse.
请看马太福音。
Please turn to Gospel of Matthew.
第十一章。
Chapter 11.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
马太福音十一章十二节。
Matthew chapter 11 verse 12。
十一章第十二节，从施洗约翰的时候到如今，天国是努力进入的，努力的人就得着了。这里提到。
So here it mentions。
自从施洗约翰出来当耶稣的开路先锋以来。
That ever since John the Baptist came before Jesus Christ。
那天国是努力进入的。
That The kingdom of heaven suffers violence.
努力的人就得着了。
And the violent will take it by force.
我们听长辈在解释这一段。
And when we hear the elders try to explain this verse,
我们都得到一个鼓励。
We can be encouraged by it.
说要努力进天国。
That we must work hard to enter heaven.
要得圣灵。要结出圣灵的果子。
And that we must receive the Holy Spirit and bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
我们要有好行为。
And that we must do good.
我们要为主侍奉。
We must serve the Lord.
这样我们才能够保证得进天国。
So that we can be promised to enter the kingdom of heaven.
这些的勉励都很好。
And all these encouragements are good.
也是我们必须去追求的。
And these are all things that we must pursue.
那这段话其实是含着征战。
But this verse actually includes a battle.
如果看原文或者是其他英文版的翻译本。
When we look at the original text or other English translations.
它是说自从施洗约翰到如今。
It says that ever since John the Baptist,
天国是被暴力夺走。
kingdom of heaven suffers violence.
暴力的人就把它夺走了。
And the violent will be able to take it.
那这个跟刚刚的解释又有一些不太一样。
So this is a little bit different from the Chinese translation.
主耶稣的意思是说,
So what Jesus meant is,
施洗约翰是旧约过到新约的一个桥梁。
That John the Baptist is the bridge between the Old Testament and the New Testament.
旧约的人是, 靠律法。
And the Old Testament went by the law.
但是新约的人要靠耶稣基督的恩典。
But the New Testament must go by the grace of Jesus.
所以约翰是, 在这个两个, 阶段的一个桥梁。
So John was the bridge between these two times.
他所传的天国的福音。
And the gospel that he preached.
对那些还在律法当中的人。
To the people that were still in the law.
他们是不能接受的。
They were unable to receive it.
所以主耶稣就说。
So Jesus said.
施洗约翰出来传福音。
When John the Baptist preached the gospel.
他受了很多的苦。
He went through many difficulties.
所以我们也一样。
So it is the same for us today.
我们要进天国的人。
For those of us that want to enter the kingdom of heaven,
我们要面对, 天国有可能被暴力夺走。
We must face the fact that the kingdom of heaven will be taken by the violence.
施洗约翰的时代,
and in the times of John the Baptist,
他被关在监牢。
He was put in jail.
他指出当时西律王错误的婚姻。
And he pointed out the wrong marriage of the king at the time.
那施洗约翰就把他关到监牢。
So he was put in prison.
他也找机会要下手杀他。
And he was almost killed.
但是, 他不敢下手。
But the king was, did not dare do it.
因为当时的百姓都以约翰为先知。
Because the people at the time regarded John the Baptist as a prophet.
施洗约翰传的天国福音。
And the gospel that he preached.
是为预备人心。
Was to prepare men's hearts.
可以接受后来的耶稣基督。
So that they could receive Jesus Christ.
施洗约翰也为人施洗啊。
And John the Baptist also baptized.
但是他的施洗没有赦罪功效。
But his baptism did not have the remission of sins.
他是要叫人悔改。
He wanted people to repent.
当悔改的人。
And for those that repented.
他还要接受耶稣基督的洗礼。
They must once again receive the baptism of Jesus Christ.
才能够赦罪。
So that they can receive the remission of sins.
但是约翰也为这样付出很大代价。
But John also paid the price for this.
后来他还是被西律王斩首死了。
And he ended up being killed and was died.
所以要接受天国福音的人。
So those that have to receive the heavenly kingdom.
必须征战。
We must go through battles.
因为暴力者要把它夺走啊。
Because the violent will take it by force.
所以我们要防备，要征战。
So that we must be ready and fight.
要进入神的国，必须经历许多的艰难。
And we must go through many difficulties in order to enter the kingdom of God.
那我们征战的对象是属灵的魔鬼。
And our enemy is a spiritual devil.
借着我们人世间的生活。
And through our lives in the world,
他会作为媒介来引诱，来让我们陷入征战当中。
The devil will tempt us and put us into battles.
所以我们应当要做一个属灵的人啊。
So we must be a spiritual person.
如果我们继续带着肉体的情欲啊。
If we continue to carry the desires of flesh,
你用血气要跟属灵的魔鬼征战，那是没有办法得胜的。
We are not able to win against the devil if we try to use our flesh.
我们来看罗马书,
Let us look at the book of Romans.
第八章第五节,
chapter 8, verse 5.
罗马书八章五节,
Romans 8, verse 5.
新约八章五节, 因为随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事, 随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事, 第六节,
6.
体贴肉体的就是死, 体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。 这里勉励我们,
Here it encourages us.
我们人带的肉体,
that we have the flesh.
但是我们信主的人得到圣灵,
But once we have believed in the Lord, we receive the Holy Spirit.
那么肉体跟圣灵, 你要随从哪一个呢?
So which one would we go, would we commit to, the spirit or the flesh?
属血气的人啊，他就会随从肉体。
So those that lived according to the flesh will set their minds on the things of the flesh.
他会处处体贴肉体。
And they will live according to the flesh.
肉体的软弱他不在乎。
So he does not care about the weaknesses of the flesh.
他会满足肉体的需要。
He will try to fulfill the needs of the flesh.
那肉体是没有良善的。
But the flesh does not have good or bad.
有一个情欲在引诱我们。
And there is a desire that tempts us.
会导致我们身体产生恶行。
So, and it will cause us to do evil.
但是我们信主的有圣灵帮助啊。
But for us that believe in the Lord, we have the help of the Holy Spirit.
圣经说不要叫圣灵担忧了。
The Spirit says to not worry the Spirit.
我们是不是常常让圣灵担忧？
Do we often worry the Spirit?
因为我们如果不顺从圣灵。
Because if we don't go according to the Spirit.
我们不体贴圣灵。
And we don't live according to it.
那我们就会在罪恶当中而死啊。
Then we will die in sin.
那我们体贴圣灵的人，最后才能够得到生命的平安。
But those that live according to the Spirit will receive peace.
所以要做一个属灵的人呢。
So we must be a spiritual person.
要靠圣灵活着。
And we must live by the Spirit.
要被圣灵引导。
And we must be guided by the Spirit.
要靠圣灵的能力战胜这个肉体的情欲。
And we must conquer the desires of the flesh according to the Spirit.
再看八章的十三节。
Let us now look at chapter 8.
你们若顺从肉体，活着必要死；若靠着圣灵，致使身体的恶行，必要活着。这里写得很清楚。
So in 8 verse 13 it says.
要如果顺着肉体活着。
If you live according to the flesh,
那肉体没有良善呢？
The flesh doesn't have good or bad.
当顺着肉体产生恶行，那继续犯罪了。
If you live according to the flesh and you do evil, then you will continue to sin.
那最后就要死了。
And you will die.
但是如果靠圣灵致使身体的恶行，
But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body,
就必要活着。
Then you will live.
所以我们的战争。
So the warfare we face today.
首先要克服自己肉体的情欲啊。
We must first overcome the desires of our flesh.
要追求在属灵里面的成长。
And we must pursue spiritual growth.
要被圣灵充满了。
And we must be filled by the Holy Spirit.
被圣灵充满的人，他会处处随从圣灵的引导。
And those that are filled by the Holy Spirit will live according to the guidance of the Spirit.
当圣灵在提醒的时候。
And when the Spirit is reminding us,
他听得到圣灵的声音。
Then we are able to hear the Spirit.
因为圣灵是真理的灵。
Because the Spirit is the Spirit of truth.
借着所领受的真理。
And through the truth that we receive,
让你产生一个抵挡罪恶的力量。
We are able to have the strength to go against sin.
所以我们要立志做一个属灵的人。
So we must be determined to be a spiritual man.
才能够来跟魔鬼抵挡。
So that we can go against the devil.
我们常常用以弗所书的六章第十节开始。
And we often start with Ephesians chapter 6 verse 10.
来讲到要穿戴神所赐的全副军装。
That we must bear the whole armor of God.
我们看这一段。
Let us read this passage.
看以弗所书的第六章。
Ephesians chapter 6.
第十节。
Verse 10.
六章十节，我还有末了的话。你们要靠着主，倚赖他的大能大力，做刚强的人。十一节。
11.
要穿戴神所赐的全副军装，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。十二节。因我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖这幽暗世界的，以及天空属恶灵的灵气的恶魔征战。所以要拿起神所赐的全副军装。好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就了一切，还能站立得住。先看到这里。
We will read until here.
这里说要靠主倚赖他的大能大力。
So here it says that we must be strong in the Lord and in the power.
做一个刚强的人啦。
So that we can be strong.
因为我们要先认知这个战争的性质
Because we must first recognize what it means to be in the war.
刚刚提到了，不是属地面那个肉眼看得到的战争。
Because it is not the worldly wars that we see.
这个战争是属灵的。
This warfare is a spiritual one.
而且常常是在暗中进行啊。
And it often happens in the dark.
战场常常是我们的心灵。
And the battlefield is often our hearts.
而且这种战争啊，是一种近距离的。
And this battle is something that's close up.
这里提到第十二节说，战争是原文做摔跤。
So here in verse 12, it says that this war is a wrestle.
摔跤是两个人贴近做肉搏战。
So wrestling is when two people come close together and try to fight.
不是远距离的征战。
It is not a battle that is far away.
现在战争的武器非常的先进。
So now we have very new technologies for war.
过去也有一个战争的策略。
And in the past, there was a plan for war.
说叫做决战境外，决战境外，在国家以外来决战。
And that is to fight outside of the countries.
不是在自己的国家进行。
So it does not happen within their own countries.
那就表示是远距离的征战。
So that these are wars that are far away.
可能是派战斗机啦，或是打飞弹啦。
It might be shooting missiles.
但是我们这里提到的说，跟魔鬼属灵的征战。
But here when we talk about the spiritual warfare against the devil.
说是近距离的。
It is a close up fight.
是一种摔跤。
And it is a wrestle.
所以魔鬼是其实就在我们身边了。
So in reality, the devil is actually right beside us.
而且他是遍地游行。
And he roams the world.
在寻找可吞吃的人。
And he is looking for those that he can devour.
既然魔鬼是遍地游行。
And since the devil roams the world.
随时都会近距离的征战。
We might face the close-up battles at any time.
我们就要随时做好准备。
So we must be prepared all the time.
而且这种征战常常你心灵在你的心灵发生。
And this battle often occurs within your hearts.
当我们一个念头不对的时候。
When we have a wrong thought.
那我有可能就会给魔鬼留地步。
Then we might be leaving a footstep to the devil.
比如说在人群当中。
For example, when it comes to people.
我们如果有一个嫉妒的心或是恨意。
If we have a heart of envy or hatred.
这个由心发出哦。
And it comes from the heart.
那魔鬼就利用了。
Then the devil will use this.
你想嫉妒人哈。
When we envy someone.
魔鬼就煽风点火。
Then the devil will try to add oil.
制造你跟他之间的冲突。
And try to create conflicts between them.
那人就不够和谐了。
So that people will not live in harmony.
这只是例子之一啊。
And this is just one of the examples.
所以常常都是心灵的交战。
So this is often a battle of the heart.
我们在布道会引用罗马书的第七章哈。
And in our evangelical service, we talked about Romans chapter 7.
保罗说心中有两个律啊。
So there are two laws in the heart.
那这两个律，一个是要为善的，一个是要为恶的。
And one is for good and one is for evil.
结果两个律就在征战。
So these two laws will come towards each other.
我们常常是不是会有这种煎熬？
So do we often have this dilemma?
知道那个恶事啊。
That we know something is wrong.
但是我们的肉体的软弱催促我们去犯了。
But because of the weaknesses of our flesh, we do it anyway.
那当然，我们有圣灵的人，一开始我们心灵会交战。
And for those of us that have the Holy Spirit, in the beginning, we will struggle in our hearts.
我们是属神的人呢。
Because we belong to God.
我们有圣灵了，怎么可以去犯罪呢？
We have the Holy Spirit. How can we sin?
圣灵在提醒哦。
And the Holy Spirit is reminding us.
你的良心也愿意说。我要站在圣灵这边。
And our conscience wills that we stand with the Spirit.
但是这种意志力如果不够强。
But if our will is not strong enough.
你被那个恶的律胜过了。
And if the evil wins over us.
那你就去犯罪了。
Then we will commit sin.
那犯了之后你就在那边懊悔了。
And when we commit sin, we will regret it.
这个就是心灵的交战了。
And this is the battle of the heart.
当我们的圣灵充满。
But when we are filled by the Holy Spirit,
我们就可以战胜那个恶的律了。
then we can win over the will of the evil.
那就是要靠着主耶稣了。
But we must go, but we must live according to Jesus.
这就是要靠圣灵来征战。
And we must fight according to the Spirit.
因为我们征战的对象是邪灵啊。
Because our enemy is the spiritual devil.
刚刚以弗所书的六章提到邪灵是空中属灵气的恶魔。
And in Ephesians chapter 6, it says that the spirit.
那么灵界的魔鬼也是有组织的有军队哦。
The spirit is of, the devil is of the spirit, and they also have an army.
主耶稣在世上传福音赶出鬼啊。
And when Jesus was on the earth, he preached the gospel and casted out demons.
鬼是整群的，一群的。
And the demons were a whole group.
所以魔鬼的这个国度也是有这个组织的。
So in the realm of the devils, they also have groups.
那我们应当要抵抗。
So we must fight against it.
要跟这个恶魔来征战。
And we must fight against the devil.
那征战不是靠自己。
But not according to ourselves.
当然就是要靠属灵的这些装备。
We must fight by the whole armor of God.
那首先要先了解魔鬼的邪恶本质啊。
But we must first understand the nature of the devil.
魔鬼是在幽暗中管辖幽暗世界的。
And he realms over the darkness.
而且是天空属灵气的恶魔。
And it is the devil of the spirit.
所以魔鬼也是属灵的。
So the devil is spiritual.
只不过他这个灵是邪恶的灵啊。
But it is a spirit of darkness.
我们知道魔鬼有很多的别名。
We know that the devil has many names.
他叫做大龙。
He is called the dragon.
就是要把我们冲走啊。
And he will wash us away.
他又叫做古蛇。
And he is called the serpent.
就是诱惑人的。
And he tempts people.
他也是撒旦啊，阻挡人来就近神啊。
And he is also the Satan who prevents us from drawing close to God.
撒旦他有很多的本质。
So the devil has many natures.
这些本质都是邪恶的。
And all of these are evil.
所以我们要先认识他。
So we must first know it.
要认识他邪恶的本质。
And we must first know the nature of evil.
而且他从起初就说谎，就杀人。
And from the very beginning, he lied and he killed.
他从起初就是在人类的第一代祖先。
From the very first generation of humans.
他就说谎了。
They lied.
唆使夏娃违背神的命令。
And he convinced Eve to go against the commandment of God.
摘善恶果来吃。
To eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
神说不可吃善恶果。
And God said that they could not eat from the tree.
吃的日子必定死。
And once you eat of it, you must die.
魔鬼却说，借着蛇说你们不一定死，一定必定跟不一定那差很多。
But the devil tricked her, saying that they may die.
所以魔鬼常常会。把神的话打折扣。
So the devil will often subtract from God's words.
神的诫命是严明的。
But God's commandments are sure.
我们不可以轻忽。
And we must not look lightly upon it.
有的人就是轻忽神的诫命。
And some people don't take God's commandments seriously.
犯一下又不会怎么样啦。
That nothing will happen if we go against it.
犯了之后你就后悔了。
But you will regret it after you do sin.
所以我们要这个战战兢兢的来做成得救的功夫了。
So we must be careful when it comes to the path of salvation.
魔鬼他也是从起初就杀人了。
And the devil also killed from the very beginning.
你看他让夏娃亚当犯罪得罪神。
So after Adam and Eve sinned against God.
神说吃善恶果的日子必定死。
So God said that when you eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you must die.
所以撒旦就唆使他们去犯罪，等于是间接杀人。
So the devil convinced them to sin, which is like murdering.
这就是魔鬼的本质。
This is the nature of the devil.
而且他自古以来都是不改变的。
And from the beginning of time, he never changed.
你看他引诱耶稣基督。
He tried to tempt Jesus Christ.
试探他。
And tried to tried to test him.
啊, 也是用这些手段。
He also used the same ways.
啊, 我们常常说是今生的骄傲, 啊,
and we say that it is the pride
啊,
of
肉体的情欲,
life. 肉体的情欲, the desires of the flesh.
啊, 还有眼目的情欲,
and the desires of the eyes.
魔鬼引诱人犯罪的三部曲, 啊,
these are the three steps that the devil uses to tempt men.
啊, 我们应当要, 啊, 来看透,
so we must understand this.
啊, 魔鬼他也是混乱神的作为,
and the devil also messes up God's plans.
啊, 他混乱真道,
and he confuses the truth.
啊, 这个使徒时代的教会,
so in the apostolic church,
啊, 那时候虽然有圣灵有真理,
even though they had the Holy Spirit and the truth,
但是魔鬼兴起他的, 啊, 这些猜疑,
but the devil still went against them.
哎, 啊, 借着, 啊, 当时的假先知假使徒,
and through the false prophets and false apostles,
啊, 来抵挡真道,
he tried to go against the truth.
啊, 而且混乱真道,
and he confused the truth.
啊, 所以保罗他感觉身上有一根刺,
so Paul said that there is a thorn in his side.
啊, 他三次求主, 啊, 让他这一根刺离开,
and he asked God three times to remove this thorn.
啊, 他所谓的这一根刺,
and the thorn that he was talking about,
啊, 就是撒旦的猜疑要攻击他,
is Satan's will to attack him.
啊, 这是在哥林多后书的第12章啊,
and this is recorded in 2 Corinthians chapter 12.
啊, 撒旦的猜疑就是假使徒,
and it is the false prophets that Satan sent.
哎, 当时的教会已经有假使徒出现了,
so at that time, the church already had false
啊,
apostles.
在那边更改, 啊, 这个福音,
and they tried to change the gospel.
啊, 来改变, 啊, 耶稣基督, 啊, 完全的救赎,
and they changed the complete salvation of Jesus Christ.
啊, 所以当时候就是要有这种真道的征战,
so that at the time there was the battle of truth.
啊, 保罗一直勉励各个教会要在真道上做大丈夫,
and Paul tried to encourage all the churches to focus on the truth.
啊, 抵挡魔鬼邪恶的, 啊, 这个本质,
and try to fight against the nature of the devil.
啊, 那我们现代教会也会遇到这种属灵的征战,
and in our church today we will also face these battles.
啊, 我们主内的同龄会遇到,
The members of our church will face this.
哎, 慕道者也会遇到,
and the truth seekers will also face this.
传道来讲一个见证,
so I will give a testimony.
啊, 有一个慕道者,
there was a truth seeker.
啊, 他是很虔诚的佛门子弟,
he was a very devout Buddhist.
皈依佛门8年,
and he has been in a Buddhist for 8 years.
哦, 非常的虔诚哦,
and he was very devout.
啊, 家里也有很多的这些 佛教的书啦, 这些经典啦, 还有这些法器啊, 来做法,
and he had many Buddhist books and idols in his house.
啊, 可是他的妈妈是基督徒,
but his mother was a Christian.
啊, 虽然不是真耶稣教会, 但是也是很虔诚,
even though she is not from True Jesus Church, she was still very devout.
啊, 妈妈也希望他的这个儿子啊, 来信耶稣,
and the mother wanted his son to believe in Jesus.
啊, 但是这个儿子啊, 不信耶稣,
but this son refused to.
啊, 有一回啊, 这个妈妈住院,
and there was this one time that his mother was in the hospital.
啊, 那这个儿子啊, 很孝顺, 去照顾妈妈,
and the son was very filial and went to take care
啊,
of his mother.
妈妈告诉他, 等一下教会的弟兄姐妹跟牧师啊, 要来看我,
so the mother told her son that the brothers and sisters and pastor of the church was going to visit her.
你不要离开哦, 你要跟他们认识, 来信耶稣,
and she told him to not leave, but to get to know them and know Jesus.
啊, 那这个弟兄, 这个先生啊, 他就, 啊, 他就, 啊, 赶快逃离开啊, 他不要见这些基督徒,
but the son quickly left because he didn't want to meet these Christians.
啊, 但是妈妈曾经告诉他,
but his mother once told him,
啊, 你虽然不信耶稣, 但是你遇到困难的时候, 你可以跟耶稣祷告,
even though you don't believe in Jesus, but when you face difficulties, you can pray
啊,
to Jesus.
你要记得哦, 你要向耶稣祷告,
and you must remember to pray to Jesus.
那有一回啊, 他在睡觉,
so there was one time when he was sleeping.
啊, 闹钟是3点啊, 要起床啊,
he said an alarm for 3.
哎, 可是呢, 但是到了三点他还没起床。
But when it was 3, he still didn't wake up.
睡梦中就有一个慈祥的声音跟他说。
And in his dream, there was a very soft voice.
某某人啊，起床了。
And the voice woke him up.
他是从梦中听到这个声音而醒过来的。
And in his dream, he heard this voice and he woke up.
已经3点5分了。
And it was already 3:05.
这个闹钟怎么没有响啊？
And his alarm didn't go off.
反而是这个慈祥的声音把我叫起床。
But rather, it was this gentle voice that woke him up.
他就赶紧去医院看妈妈。
So he hurried to the hospital to visit his
mother. 妈妈跟他说，这是耶稣在叫你啦。
And his mother said that it was Jesus calling him.
所以他第一次觉得，耶稣也会叫人起床哦。
So this is the first time he realized that, oh, Jesus would also wake people up.
又有一次啊。
And there was another time.
他睡到半夜的时候。
In the middle of the night.
他胃痛得要命。
He had a very bad stomach ache.
哇，怎么办呢？
So he didn't know what to do.
那就起来祷告。
So he got up and prayed.
他跟耶稣说。
And he told Jesus.
妈妈说，我困难的时候要向你祷告。
That my mom told me that when I was in difficulties, I must pray to you.
现在我肚子痛得要命，胃痛得要命，你可不可以帮助我，耶稣？
And my stomach hurts a lot right now. Can you help me?
很奇妙啊，没有多久，他胃痛就好了。
And miraculously, not long after, his stomach stopped hurting.
哇，他把这个消息告诉妈妈。
And he told his mom this.
妈妈说，你真的要来信耶稣了。你看，耶稣已经2次让你体验了。
And his mother told him that he must believe in Jesus because he has experienced him twice.
那这个耶稣啊。 是不是可以信了？那我来找教会好了。
So he started to think maybe I can believe in this Jesus, so I will start looking for a church.
走来走去就走到我们的教会，我们淡水教会。So
he stumbled upon our church in 淡水。
看到这个淡水教会很不错啊。
And he saw that our church was good.
那他有一天啊，他要来聚会。
So one day he came to have service.
当时刚好过年期间。
And at that time, it was during New Year's.
那他是一个捏陶的一个师傅。And
he was a potter.
他的窑就是烧窑工作的地方在那个淡水的山上。And
where he worked was on the mountains of 淡水.
那个地方很有名。And
it was a very popular area.
很多爱好陶艺的艺术的人都会去那边。
And many people that love pottery and ceramics would go there.
那正当过年的时候。
And during New Year's,
我们的传道还有执事还有一些同领啊，就去那边野餐。Our
some of our preachers, ministers, and members went to have a picnic there.
别的地方不去，刚好来到这个林先生的这个广场。And
they didn't go anywhere else, but happened to come to where this
where
this truth seeker lived.
那么林先生想说，客人来了，我们要进。 主人的接待之意。So
he thought that since I have guests over, then I must do something.
就出去跟这些我们教会的信徒来这个打招呼。So
he went out and greeted our members.
那这时候刚好传道就拿一碗那个贡丸汤要给他喝。So
at that time, the preacher passed him a bowl of soup.
那这个林先生说，不好意思，我吃素，不吃荤，不好意思，谢谢你。So
this Mr. Lin told our preacher that he was a vegetarian, so he couldn't have the soup.
我们的传道就跟他讲，神赏赐的多好了，奉主耶稣圣名就给他开荤了。So
our preacher said that what God gives us is good, so in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we can have it.
那这个林先生说，你们是信耶稣的吗？
So this man. The truth seeker asked them if they believed in Jesus.
是啊，我们是信耶稣的。And
they said yes, we believe in Jesus.
你们是哪一个教会？And
he asked them which church they were from.
我们是真耶稣教会。And
they told him that they're from the true Jesus Church.
哇，太好了，我正想要去真耶稣教会。And
he said that's great. I wanted to visit the true Jesus Church.
那可不可以到我的办公室啊？我们来谈道。
So he invited them into his office to talk about the truth.
这时候我们福音组的姐妹就送他一本圣经。
And at that time, a sister gave him a Bible.
那留下电话。
And then they left him their phone numbers.
第二天，这个驻牧传道就去拜访他了。
And the second day, the resident preacher went and visited him.
进门的时候，他刚好在看圣经。
And when they entered, he happened to be reading the Bible.
哇，他说，那太好了，传道你来了，我读圣经有一些疑问了。So
he said, "Oh, preacher, I have some questions about the Bible."
哦，好啊，你问看看啊，你有什么问题啊？
So the preacher asked him what questions he had.
他说我们信耶稣的人可不可以亲嘴？
So he asked the preacher whether or not Christians can kiss.
我说你是看到哥林多后书13章12节。
So he must have read 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 12.
因为那里说亲嘴问安，彼此务要圣洁。
Here it says, greet one another with a holy kiss.
我说这个是当时候的背景，那时候的社会允许亲嘴问安，但是他有讲要圣洁。So
I said that this was the background and tradition at the time, but here it says that it must be a holy kiss.
然后问第二个问题。So
he had a second question.
为什么我们都赤身，那个亚当夏娃赤身肉体，不觉得羞耻？
How come Adam and Eve were naked and they were not ashamed?
我说你是不是看到创世纪那一段了？
So I said you must have read the book of Genesis.
第二章的25节啊。
Chapter 2, verse 25.
那传道就很不客气，你这个林先生，你怎么都看这些经文啊？
So the preacher said, how come you are looking at all these verses?
圣经不是在告诉你这些。
The Bible is not telling you these things.
他说那个灵引导我的手翻到这些经节。
And he said that the Spirit guided my hands to flip to these verses.
他说有一个力量。
He said that there was a power.
那我们就知道了，魔鬼在这个误导他了。
And we know that the devil was misleading him.
魔鬼厉害就在这里。
And this is how powerful
the devil is. 他刚开始读圣经啊。
He first started reading the Bible.
就让他翻这些看起来是跟得救这个不是得救的真理了哈。
And the devil misled him to read the passages that had nothing to do with salvation.
我说那你要祷告。
So I told him that he must pray.
因为你现在要来信耶稣。
Because you are now about to come to believe in Jesus.
魔鬼不放过你哦，他要破坏，他要阻挡。你看，连读经他都跟你。
The devil will try to prevent you and mislead you even in the Bible.
我们就给他一些福音小册。So
we gave him some gospel books.
要从得救的五大教义开始查考。And
for him to learn from the five basic beliefs.
那也鼓励他求圣灵。And
we encourage him to ask for the Holy Spirit.
那就教他怎么祷告。And
we taught him how to pray.
因为那时候晚上还要回去领会，传道就先告别了。
Because on that night, the preacher still had to lead sermon, so he left first.
当我们开车大概10分钟还没有回到教会的时候，手机就响了。And
after we left for about 10 minutes, our phones rang.
那个林先生打电话来哦。And
this Mr. Lin called us.
他说，赵传道，我得到圣灵了。He
said that, Preacher Zhao, I received the Holy Spirit.
怎么这么快？你是怎么得圣灵的？
And we asked, how is this so fast? How did you receive the Holy Spirit?
你们不是教我祷告吗？
Didn't you teach me how to pray?
我就想到，我就到我后面的树林去祷告。
So I went to the trees in the back and prayed.
不要吵到我的家人。
So that I would not disturb my family.
在树林里，我可以放声祷告。
And in the wilderness, I could pray loudly.
我就跟耶稣说了。
So I told Jesus.
耶稣啊，我要信你哦。
That Jesus, I want to believe in you.
你要给我圣灵。
So you have to give me the Holy Spirit.
让我体验啊。
So that I can experience.
祷告5分钟，他就得圣灵了。
And after 5 minutes, he received the Holy Spirit.
哇，感谢主啊。
And we thank God.
但是为了去谨慎起见了哈。
But in order to confirm this.
隔天传道又带着长老去访问他。
So we visited him again the next day.
先跟他讲一些有关基本的道理。
And we spoke to him about our basic beliefs.
然后就跟他一起祷告。
And we prayed with him.
感谢主啊，他真的得到圣灵了。
And thank God, he really received the Holy Spirit.
哇，他很有体验啊。
And he really experienced.
过去两次的体验，现在这个透过真耶稣教会，他得到圣灵了。
And In addition to his past two experiences, he received the Holy Spirit through our True Jesus.
他开始来慕道,
and he began to truth seek.
在慕道的过程当中,
and in his and in when he was truth seeking,
魔鬼还是不放过他,
the devil was still not let him go.
几个例子了,
and there are a few examples.
第一,他祷告的时候,他来前面祷告,
first, that when he came forward to pray,
他用那个他的拳头在打自己的胸膛,
he was beating himself with his pants.
一下子打他的腰,
he would hit his hips.
一下子又打头,
and he would hit his head.
打的声音很大, 我们都吓了一跳,
and the sound was very loud.
他怎么近乎自残呢?
So why was he hurting himself?
我们就制止他祷告,
so we prevented him from praying.
你为什么祷告? 你有圣灵怎么这样的动作呢?
So we asked him, you have the Holy Spirit, how come you're praying like this?
那个灵哦, 叫我这样做了, 哦, 很舒服呢, 打得很舒服,
and he said that the Spirit is telling me to do this, and it's
我说,
very comfortable.
这个不是圣灵,
and I said that this is not the Holy Spirit.
你要奉主耶稣圣名赶撒旦,
and you must cast a demon out in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
圣灵不会叫人自残,
because the Holy Spirit will not tell us to. They will not tell us to hurt ourselves, so you must not. You must not fall into the trap of the devil. And there was this one time during family service,
大家围着祷告,
that everyone was praying together.
但是那个邪灵啊, 把他往外推,
but the evil spirit pushed him out of the crowd.
他是倒着推出跑出去哦, 倒着走哦,
and he ran backwards.
还好那时候啊, 主领的执事啊, 刚刚奉主耶稣圣名赶撒旦,
but thank God that the deacon at the time casted out the demon in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, so that he was able to be awake.
因为邪灵要把他推出去啊, 外面是车水马龙啊, 万一出去啊, 一定会被车子撞死,
and the evil spirit was pushing him out onto the road, and he would have been hit by a car.
还有类似其他细腻的明显的魔鬼的阻挡,
and there were other examples of how the devil prevented him.
好,感谢主,
but thank God,
他靠主都一一胜过了,
that through the will of God, he was able to conquer.
大概慕道一年啊, 他带领全家来受洗,
and after he truth-seeked for around a year, he brought his whole family to be baptized.
真的是主的恩典,
and this is truly God's grace.
也看出魔鬼的工作,
and we also see the works of the devil.
但是不要怕,
but we must not be scared.
不管是细腻的明显的,
Whether or not it is in the dark, or whether or not it's obvious,
我们都要靠主得胜,
we must conquer it by God.
我们休息一下,
and let us now take a break.